This is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Every day, at hundreds of archaeological sites across the Holy Land, university researchers are literally digging up history. Every new discovery affirms the historical accuracy of the Bible, giving us insight into the rich heritage of our faith. Here's Omer Eshel from the Israel Ministry of Tourism to tell us how Israeli archaeologists are confirming the accuracy of the Bible every day.
So there are three kinds of archaeologists in Israel. There's the minimalist, there's the maximalist, and there's the regular archaeologist. A minimalist is a person who goes with the Bible, finds artifacts, and will do whatever he can to disprove the Bible. This is not the place, this is not the name, this is not that. I call them the optimist, because they keep on thinking that they are right. And every time they try to disprove the Bible, they kind of get slammed by this. I am a maximalist. I go with a book, I dig, and what I find, I try to find the answers in the Bible. Usually, we do find the answers in the Bible. Again, the Bible is not a Greek mythology. These are series that events that actually happen. And the regular archaeologist is the one who digs without a Bible. Whatever he finds, if it fits the Bible, great. If not, not. The amazing thing about it is we never found a site or archaeological discovery that disproved the Bible. We did find artifacts that were not mentioned in the Bible or artifacts in the Bible that we did not find. But we never found an artifact that disproved the Bible, which is quite amazing.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Visit holylandmoments.ca and follow us on Facebook to learn more about the Jewish people, their faith, and the Holy Land. That's holylandmoments.ca.